Back down two now. This is USA Radio Network News.
William Shatner here at the rental car pickup. Excuse me, miss, how did you choose this car?
I shopped around for the best prices.
Well, now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy. Now you can actually select the company, car type, or say you want a minivan.
Oh, nice. I'm not even married. Are you telling me to get a minivan? You're cruel.
The new all-in-one Priceline. Shop, compare, save. Right now, Priceline is having a huge sale on rental cars. Save big on weekend and weekly rentals. See website for details.
She's been working with a dangerous man with no memory of who he is or what he does.
Can't help you.
How many people haven't you?
I do not want to go to another head.
The message has to be loud and clear.
Now, a human without a memory or with a conscience.
I don't want to go back to being the person I was.
But when his enemies cross the line...
These people are after you to kill you.
Instinct takes control.
I had the guns in my hands. It was over before I had a chance to think.
It sounds like a movie. It's really General Hospital. Weekdays on ABC and weeknights on SoapNet.
There will soon be a resumption of six-way talks with North Korea. USA Radio Network White House correspondent Connie Lawn reports.
North Korea says it will return to the six-party nuclear disarmament talks after September the 12th. It is unclear whether the parties are close to genuine progress. North Korea traditionally criticizes the annual military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. North Korea says it is waiting until the dust settles after the war drills. North Korea is also complaining about America's appointment of a human rights envoy to monitor North Korea's treatment of its own people. Tommy Lawn, USA Radio Network News, Washington.
Iraq's parliament completing its work on Iraq's draft constitution, though the panel adjourned without voting on the document. Delegates in the assembly said the reading of the draft in parliament was enough to signify its acceptance. It's expected to come up to a referendum in October. This is USA Radio Network News.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience gets inside your head, and you get upset with that and make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to shu.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on shu.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Are you looking for a healthy way to eat today? Then stop in at the Subway on Randall and Algonquin Road in Algonquin. With breakfast, lunch, or dinner available, you can build your own meal with your choice of bread, meat, and toppings. Add as many toppings as you want. At Subway, no two sandwiches are ever the same. Many of the sandwiches have 6 grams of fat or less. Planning a party or event? Then make it simple and call Subway at 847-854-8780 and order a party sub or deli platter. The Subway of Algonquin also has gift certificates available.
Come and experience Wisconsin the way it was intended to be. As a Super 8 Rhinelander, you could do just that. Whether it's hunting, fishing, snowmobiling, or golf, you'll be able to enjoy all that's offered and more. Located at 667 West 10th Street, you're only minutes from Eagle River and Wisconsin's Northwoods. A friendly staff and plenty of amenities make it all worth your while. For more information or to make reservations, call 715-369-5880. That's 715-369-5880. Come to the Super 8 Motel Rhinelander and enjoy God's country any season of the year.
What is the most influential time in a child's life? Age 6? 8? 12? Actually, it's between 3 and 8. Every afternoon. I'm Denzel Washington, and I'm asking you to make sure every child has a safe place to go after school.
Call the Boys and Girls Club of Elgin at 847-608-5017. It's a positive place for kids.
At night, when you're almost asleep, small sounds can be very disturbing. Little wonder, then, what really big sounds can do to your ears the rest of the time. Millions of Americans live with hazardous noise levels every day. And we don't just mean rock stars. A kitchen blender hits 85 decibels. The noise level audiologists know can cause permanent hearing loss. No need to wear earplugs when you make a banana smoothie. But if you're in the 85 decibel range for long periods, day after day, your hearing is at risk. People who work in nightclubs, who use power tools, who listen to music with headphones, are especially vulnerable. For more on the 85 decibel danger zone and ways to protect your hearing health, visit ASHA.org. That's ASHA.org. A public service message from the American Speech Language Hearing Association, reminding you to keep an eye on your ears.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Conservative think tanks from Washington, D.C., and Jared Young is the representative of that. Until then, we do have stupid regulations of the week. Keith, are we on the air here? Okay, keep on talking. All right, because I can't hear a thing. All right, well, that's... No. At any rate,
Southern Gulf.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruption, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
200 years ago, Lewis and Clark discovered the West. That is, if you don't count the millions of American Indians who discovered it first. Because Lewis and Clark left one civilization only to find dozens of others that, despite everything, are still here today. Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover, because their trail winds through us all.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute, and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
The good living longer. Even better news is senior service there for you to assist in any aspect this longer journey may bring. With 5 locations to serve you, we can assist in the areas of information, outreach and referral, pharmaceutical assistance, energy assistance, adult daycare, and much more. Call us today at 800-924-1724. That's 800-924-1724. Senior Services Associates, serving your loved ones today and you tomorrow.
We are people of all ages. From different walks of life, we have hopes and dreams, but live in a reality filled with pain. We are the family and friends of alcoholics, and our lives are controlled by someone else's drinking. We may be different, but we have one thing in common. We want our lives back. If you need help, call Al-Anon and Alateen at 1-888-4-ALANON or visit our website. To help them, you have to help yourself first.
Watch the police and the tax man miss me.
Okay, we are back with Freedom Rings, and I think maybe y'all hear me now. I apologize for the technical difficulties. I think we're on the air now. I don't think we were before. So, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. We're running a little late, so I'll cut the stupid regulation of the week a little rather quickly. Saw the little tykes walking back to school for the first week. So this is the first time I've seen it. I don't have kids, so I'm not aware of what the regulation has been in the past in school. But I saw everybody all over the communities wearing these badges around their necks. I'm sure for security purposes. And I guess my question is, where does it end? Where does it end? Do we just put children in plastic bubbles or what? I mean, we're not preparing children to be independently thinking, responsible, self-responsible adults who enjoy individual freedom. They have to be wearing badges around their necks all their educational lives. It's another matter of control. And I think what it really teaches these children is to accept the becoming police state. That's really my opinion. I know the excuse has always been it's for the children, it's for their safety. We need to know where they are at all times. Well, I do remember when I was a kid playing in the summertime, which is where I think most of us got our real education, not in the public government school system. My parents, my mother didn't know where I was during the day. She might have had a somewhat idea where I started out at, but I didn't have to, like, call in every time I went somewhere else. We went all over the place. It was a different time, and I really don't think that the crime rate was any worse or better than as is now. I think it's just that there seems to be a different attitude these days. And the attitude is not, doesn't focus on one's freedom and self-responsibility, but focuses on control. From the cradle to the grave. And I don't know about you folks, I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. I should welcome to the program today, my producer today is the very attractive Allison. I hope you don't mind me saying that. I don't know if that's politically incorrect.
Thank you very much.
So welcome to the show. And we are going to have a guest today. It's a representative of the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative think tank out of Washington, D.C. His name is Jared Young, and we'll find out what the Heritage Foundation does, what positions they advocate. It might be fun, folks. They're not libertarian. I am Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri, make him your go-to tech guy.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him. And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-9300. 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
And you may see tonight with many a legal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts me a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? So I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, I know fun.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and guess what, folks? For now, we do have 2 weeks in a row. We have an open line, an unanticipated open line. We called our guest, and we got an email, voicemail, I should say. So maybe he'll call back. Hopefully he will, because I think it would be fun, he said with a sly chuckle. Okay, so let's go right to the... I'll tell you what. Before we go to the phones, I do have one quote from Jon Stewart of The Daily Show, I think would be interesting to hear. This was maybe a week ago or so. Concerns Mr. Bush and the war. And it goes like this. Months ago, officials set August 15th as the due date for the country's new constitution, and as of August 11th, President Bush remained optimistic. And then they show a clip of Bush, who says, "I'm operating under the assumption that it will be agreed upon by August 15th. End of clip. Stewart, well, guess what? The assumption that the president was operating on was wrong. Bringing the number of false assumptions we were operating under to, let's see. Number one, Iraq has WMDs. Two, we'll be greeted as liberators. Three, no insurgency. Four, all cues followed by Hayes. Five, oil revenue will pay for war. 19,021, Iraqi army trading on schedule. 19,022, Humus left out won't spoil. 19,023, not everything explodes. 19,024, Constitution by August 15th. Is there a mistake they can't make seem like it was their intention all along? Folks, it's time we get out. When you make a bad investment, the best thing to do is cut your losses and run to make the excuse we can't let those other boys die in vain while allowing other boys die in vain in the future. Doesn't make any sense. Now, let's go to the phone, because we do have Grace. Hello, Grace.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had just finished reading the book by Bernard Goldberg, 100 People Who Are Screwing Up America.
Yes.
And he really slipped up on this one.
Did he?
Jim McDermott. It's one thing to be against the war in Iraq, but it's something else for a United States congressman to stand in Baghdad right before our troops put their lives on the line and tell the world that Saddam Hussein will be trusted, but the President of the United States can't. Yeah, that's just what Congressman Jim McDermott did. And then he said, McDermott is against the Patriot Act because it tramples our cherished civil liberties. Then he went to Baghdad and stepped way over the line. On the very eve of the war with Iraq, along with former Congressman David Bonnier, McDermott consorted with fascist murderers and allowed himself to be used by Saddam's propagandists. He said that Saddam Hussein, a ruthless mass murderer and world-class liar, should be taken at his word that he would cooperate with UN inspectors. I think you have to take the Iraqis on their value, at their face value, he told George Stephanopoulos on the ABC News program this week. And when Stephanopoulos asked, "Before you left for Baghdad, you said the President of the United States will lie to the American people in order to get us into this war. Do you really believe that?" McDermott tapped dance for a while, and then he replied, "I think the President would mislead the American people."
Well, I think it's been proven that he did mislead the American people.
Yes.
McDermott's only problem is that, from the big government position he is, he wouldn't say this, and that's all politicians can't be trusted. Saddam Hussein can't be trusted, and George Bush can't be trusted, and neither could Stalin, neither could Hitler.
And even probably even could George Washington, to be honest with you. Okay. I wonder, you know.
But I thought this was great that this was in here, you know, because do you really believe that the President of the United States would mislead the American people? Would lie to the people?
Well, Bernard, and I've liked in the past with Bernard Goldberg and so on, because he's kind of exposed a certain slant of a certain part of the media, justifiably shown that. But it sounds like now he's doing his own slanting, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Right.
And he retired from his job and needed more money, so he just turned on his employers.
He's churning out the books, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Grace. Appreciate your call.
Goodbye.
All right, we're here at 847-931-1410. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. We do have an open line. And, boy, am I unprepared, because I had a lot of stuff ready for Mr. Jared Young of the Heritage Foundation. I've seen some of this stuff in the past. In fact, I should mention that, maybe 10 years or so ago, I used to edit a digest newsletter for think tanks in the country called the Madison Report. It was published by the Heartland Institute. And I used to read everything sent out by the Heritage Foundation. And they have in the past presented positions of saying that that Congress has way too much power, that the Commerce Clause is used, that the Commerce Clause is used to justify government power, and that the Commerce Clause should be curtailed. And so I wanted to ask Mr. Jared if they still believe that and if they're consistent about that. So we will see if he ever calls in. All right, we do have Bob on the line. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Ken. Not to beat a dead horse, but, you know, the symposium we went to last Sunday about the Pentagon and WTC airline crashes and so forth.
Right.
I did a little more thinking about the suggestion that there were missiles aboard the airliners. And, of course, the evidence of that was that there was a flash of light immediately upon impact. And
something underneath of the fuselage.
Yeah, that was the other evidence. And I got to thinking, now, what's in the front of an airliner? What's in the nose cone? Do you know?
I don't know what you're...
Radar. There's radar, there's electronic devices, there's wiring.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you expect that if you had an aluminum-bodied airplane that was crushed like that, these wires would become exposed and would cross each other?
Very likely.
And create a little bit of a flash?
Very likely.
And also on the Pentagon issue, you know, they were suggesting there was a missile that hit the Pentagon. I talked with a friend who knows a person well who was physically in the Pentagon the day of the attack, and she physically saw the jetliner come in and hit the building.
Well, there you go. See, that's the thing. That's the thing I have against these guys that are just ready to jump in without really doing their due diligence homework. They're ready to jump in, call conspiracy. They obviously didn't interview the people, did they?
I don't think so. They selectively interviewed people that,
right,
you know, had some bit of their statement that correlated with what they were alleging. That is, you know, if someone
right.
had seen a fast-moving plane coming into a building, they may describe it as being like a missile, but that doesn't mean it was a missile.
Right.
So
yeah.
I still got a friend that I'm haggling with over this issue, and I think especially the Pentagon issue, this lady that my friend knows, I think would be willing to talk with someone directly to completely dispel any suggestion that it was not an airliner that hit the Pentagon.
And I don't really understand why these folks, like from the American Free Press and such, need to go so far with this thing that they want to believe it so far. It's already so damning. The evidence is out that the government themselves presented that there was a look the other way on the evidence that came in.
Yes.
That something was going to happen. They let it happen. I am ready to conclude. Maybe the 911 report didn't conclude that, but from what was in the 911 report, I conclude that there were individuals who let it happen. and that's damning enough.
Yeah, there are just too many coincidences, you know, why our NORAD did not, you know, get in the air real quickly when this started.
Right.
You know, it's totally out of character and out of procedure for them to delay like that. And,
right.
And it's just too many coincidences.
My understanding is that Cheney called it off, the NORAD response that was supposed to be protocol.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in, Bob. Appreciate it. Okay. We have another Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
All right. You know, I was just wondering if I could get your take on this gas price situation. You know, now already we're hearing now that all the oil wells are going to get wrecked and it's going to be more expensive. And the Republicans all say that, it's because we're not building refineries. It's the environmentalists won't let us build refineries. I always get an answer for it, and it's like...
Well, you're going to hand it... Bob, you're going to hear an answer that I don't think you're going to like, because I'm going to agree pretty much with the Republicans on this. I do believe in the marketplace, and I do recognize when there are interferences in the marketplace. And when I find out that there have been no refineries built since 1978... It tells me that there has not been a proper response in this country to keep up with increased demand. Moreover, when the EPA, as the Republicans correctly point out, make it such that there have to be, 40 different formulations made throughout the country, that makes response to demand more difficult. Every regulation that is put on by the EPA has made a response to demand more difficult. Now, what it's going to mean, in the future, there's going to be a huge drop in prices. I'm surprised that it stayed as high as it has. But when people charge conspiracy and price fixing on this, my answer is always, why is it always high? Why does it drop in the future? If they have such control over such things. I think there can be control in the short run, but in the long run, the market always does its due diligence and responds. And there is no monopoly in the world, except maybe De Beers Diamonds. Cartels do not work unless it has the government's assistance. And in this sense, it's the EPA that has assisted any kind of control that anybody in the oil industry has. It's because of government. And the way that you solve it is not slapping down price controls like they've done in Hawaii, which is really, 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 or I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. David, I forgot his name. His pretty. Pardon me?
Larry David,
thank you. Oh, what an idiot I am. Pretty stupid for them to do that in Hawaii, because all that's going to do is create shortages, which is really just boosts the price up even more. It's insane, Bob.
You know, I would agree with a lot of that, they make them make, like you said, 40 different blends of gasoline for each individual town. Like, I guess Chicago has to have different gas than
the St. Louis and L.A., the whole, yes, right.
We're
losing you. Are you on a cell or something, or a speakerphone? Or?
I'm on a cell phone.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, why don't you stop right now if you're driving.
I am. But, I can see how that all affects it. But I can't see how it affects it so abruptly, a couple months ago.
Well, the war has exasperated the problem. Because isn't Iran like the second, traditionally, the second largest country producer in the world? Second to Saudi Arabia? Iraq. Did I say Iran? Iraq. So, there are disruptions because of the war. And that's created by Bush.
Remember the promises of the low gas prices?
Oh, I know. Well, that was a lie.
Or they were just, these neocons are just really, really deluding themselves. Now, my, I guess, the flavor of my response to you is just, I don't want to hear, especially people that I consider colleagues on my side, claim that we need to control prices. And I didn't say you're saying that, but I've heard that already on the internet, all over the place. And we can't, you can't, that's more government control. That creates more problems than it solves.
I don't know. It almost seems to me like, you know, they'll put up with $3. Let's go to $4. That's what it seems to me like. They're already telling us, oh, they're
well. As long as people will pay it and keep on driving, they will. That's supply and demand, Bob. But
yeah.
the point is, see, they can only do that if the entry in the marketplace is such that it is very restrictive so that there can't be the response. See, as soon as somebody raises the price, heck, if I got oil on my, under my land, I'll start pumping it out, you know? There's another regulation I just found out. I know somebody that owns property in southern Illinois that has oil underneath it. But you know what? Because of regulations, he can't pump any of it out unless he has 40 acres. He's got to own 40 acres before he can pump it out. Besides all the other regulations that keep the little guy out. So, yes, there are problems with market response. The market response is slower than it would be if we had a free market. But we don't have a free market. But the answer is not more government. The answer is not more government control and price control. The answer is to get government out of it, and in that sense, that aspect of it, so those Republicans to say that the EPA is in the way, they are completely right.
Right. Well, I'm not for price controls at all, but I was wondering, you're not in favor of any boycotts of certain companies, are you?
People can try that. It's not going to do any good. People are going to pump the gas they need to pump in order to do what they want to do.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And,
you
boycott one company, and it's just going to go to some other company. That's not going to work. There's no way that's going to work. I think that's foolish.
You think the only thing we could do is just limit how much we use?
No. The best thing we can do, in my opinion, is to keep on pointing the finger at the problem, which is government control, which is government regulation. So that people understand if they want lower gas prices, then they're going to have to decide whether or not they want the EPA regulating our lives all the time or not. Whether or not we really need, I mean, the air's gotten so much cleaner since 1970. Do we really need all these different formulations of gas? I think not. It's absurd.
I mean, why not make one? If you got to make cleaner gas, I'm sure it'd be a lot cheaper for them to make just one. You know, the cleanest they can make it and sell it everywhere. I mean, you know, you have to stop and make different blends in this. I don't know.
It's absurd.
All right, so I just wanted to get your take.
I really appreciate you calling in on that one, Bob, because that's an issue I've been wanting to talk about. Thanks for your call.
All right, thanks.
All right. We are back to a completely open board, folks. Here's your chance when you generally normally call in at 2:10 and are upset that you don't get on or get on for a very brief bit. Here's your chance to get on right away. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Well, let me remind you that we do have not only the live streaming of this show on my website, freedomrings.net, but we have archived shows on there now too. Any of your friends who can't hear the show at its live time because of working or whatever, let them know that they can hear it online through archive shows, and of course we appreciate any donations to help defer the cost of providing that service to you. We also have t-shirts and mugs and mouth pads, Freedom Rings mouth pads, golf shirts and the like that you can purchase online, and they're nice. It's nice stuff, and you promote the show also in the process. So check it out. You can check out, of course, my essays and
poetry and parodies online, too, at Freedom Rings, www.freedomrings.net. Okay, open line, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy? Let's talk a little bit about Hurricane Katrina, which is kind of interesting because that was like there was hardly any hurricane at all. All of a sudden, boom, hits Florida. It forms, hits Florida, kills some people, and then it develops into this a class 5 or whatever hurricane. This is now dropped to 4. But I'm always interested to watch the news commentators reporting on Katrina. It's just hilarious. I was listening to Jerry Rivers last night. Most of you know him as Geraldo Rivera. His original name was Jerry Rivers. He was saying, I know sometimes in the past we've been accused of hyping up the hurricanes, but this time it's absolutely for real. There's no way it's not going to happen. New Orleans is going to have the biggest catastrophe of the century or so. There's going to be, people dead and Bourbon Street and all of New Orleans is going to be completely underwater, and it's going to just absolutely be horrible. And folks, the scientists tell us there's no way that can be stopped from it to happen. It's headed right for New Orleans, and the catastrophe is going to happen. Meanwhile, the mayor says, "Well, I hope it just, you know, the hurricane just flips over and nudges over a little bit, and maybe we won't get the worst of it." Now, it should be hitting New Orleans right now as we speak. I don't know what happened, but the latest report was, you know, folks, it's lifted a little bitty, so it's going to hit Biloxi instead, head on. And the big, huge, horrible catastrophe in New Orleans sounds like is being averted. But it was, I know John Stewart. You've got to watch John Stewart tonight, folks, because I know he's going to hit that Geraldo quote, if I know John Stewart at all. What an idiot. These guys in the media are such morons. It just amazes me. All right. Open line. Or, of course, a present company here accepted. Of course, I'm not really media. I'm commentary, right? Okay. This is Freedom Rings. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruption, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. a juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Okay, we are back with an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy, the phone number here is 847-931-1410. Let's go to the phones, and we have John. Hey, John.
Hi, Ken.
What's up?
Oh, I
threw you for a little curve there, huh? No, I got a feeling I know what's up. You're going to get an alternative view on the gasoline situation.
I am?
Than mine. Well, not alternative, but an additional.
Market pressures have been completely removed with the EPA and the formulations, and then with the gas mileage requirements of fleets from General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, and now they, what's his name? From the to set new mileage standards that SUVs are going to have better mileage and that, and what that basically amounts to is that GM, well, the big three and others will add additional models that'll be orphaned right away that do get this mileage so that they can keep the larger vehicles, you know, and in the larger vehicles, if market pressure was there, as gasoline prices went up normally on a very slow basis, less SUVs could be purchased.
Right.
And large cars, and more smaller cars would be purchased. But then there's restrictions on importing cars, and then so to get around that, the foreign car manufacturers started manufacturing in this country. So I mean, the market pressures have been so far removed by government that's why we're in the mess we're in. And prices go where they go based on things that have nothing to do with market.
Oh, that's definitely true. But that wasn't the reason you called?
No.
Okay.
So I wanted to point out that the last Wednesday of this month is Wednesday.
That's right.
The Fox Valley meeting.
That's right.
And also, earlier in the day, Don Wade characterized the Sunni resistance to the Iraqi constitution as being similar to or almost identical to the Federalist resistance to the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, wait, boy.
It's just beyond the ball. I mean, these constitutions aren't even close to each other.
Just comparing at any rate. But I'm not even sure what he was getting at. The Federalist opposition. It was the Federalists who were in favor of the Constitution.
I know. It didn't make any sense. And
he means the anti-federalists, but actually what the Sunnis want is more nationalism,
mm-hmm.
like what we have today.
Right.
So actually what the Sunnis are asking for is what we have in this country. and it's social, they want to share the oil revenues. Of course, even in the federalist system that the Shiites and Kurds are proposing, the governments are still going to take the oil revenues. I don't think anybody's talking about letting the letting people actually, entrepreneurs actually reap the benefits.
Right. It's all going to be government control.
It's all government control. So it's all a joke. We're fighting for more government. It's just what type of government control? Is that what we're fighting for in Iraq?
Apparently. I mean, one of the things that we're fighting for was removing the firearms from the hands of individuals. There were lots of gun stores in Baghdad.
Oh, yes. They had a lot more gun rights in Iraq before we came in.
Right.
They could just go in, purchase a gun, that was it. No questions asked.
Including AK-47.
Oh, an assault rifle. What a joke. What a joke, but there are still some Americans out there who don't get it. It's, my leader, George Bush, he knows what he's doing. We are fighting for democracy. Just like we have in of course, democracy is not even in our Constitution, but heck. I don't know. Meanwhile, more innocent civilians in Iraq and more of our own GIs are killed every day. And more so every day. It's increasing. And you got Senator Hagel, who was a Vietnam vet, is saying the parallels are ominous between Iraq.
Double Purple Heart winner.
There you go. He said, yeah. And the ominous parallels between Vietnam and Iraq are there. Even Henry Kissinger is making that comparison. Even Henry Kissinger. And these Republicans, they will not give up. They're digging themselves in a deeper, deeper, deeper hole. The ones who support this war. The ones that do. Bush is down to it's like a 35% approval rating now, which is just about what Nixon had when he resigned because of the Watergate scandal.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be a scandal in this administration.
I don't know. Well, we still haven't heard from that grand jury yet as far as the leaking of the CIA agent.
Oh, that's true.
So, it's Patrick Fitzgerald. He's a tiger, I'll tell you. Did you see Richie Daley sweating bullets?
Oh, yes, on Friday.
On Friday, after he had talked for 2 hours to the U.S. attorney?
Yeah.
It looked to me like he's rethinking he's going to jail. I mean, he looked completely haggard. He looked horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he even called a press conference.
That was my thought. Why is he calling a press conference today? You know? Oh, I mean, his handlers certainly should have said, look at, no, not today, Richie. You got to get some sleep, you know? Talk to him tomorrow.
Or get some makeup.
See, I think Richie's problem may be that he's not as smart as his dad was.
Oh, that's been obvious.
I know. But his dad was probably corrupt as hell, but he was smart enough to keep it away from him. And maybe Richie isn't as smart. I don't know. But you got Fitzgerald is going after Ryan. He's going after the Daley administration and after the Bush administration. This guy's
I think he's going to be appointed judge real quick. Get him out of there.
John, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let us know. Was this VIP? Oh, we got our guest on. Well, it's a little late. Well, let's see what we got here. Hello, you're on
Hello.
The air.
Yes, this is Jared Young with Heritage Foundation.
Jared, I don't know what happened, but we had our signals mixed, I guess.
I guess so.
Well, we'll have to do it another time. I think we don't have really, we got about 3 minutes here.
Okay, sorry about that. I tried to call you on Friday, and the line was always busy. That, 630-858-6933.
Oh.
And then I gave you a call this morning. I don't know if you got that message.
We'll have to, in the future, have kids different phone numbers.
Okay.
It's not that one. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
But we'll do it again.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right.
Yep,
all right, this is live radio, folks. All right. So we got a few minutes left, I guess, till the end of the hour. So there's still time if you want to chime in on our discussion about corruption in the Bush administration or the Daley administration, or we could talk about the war, how well it's going. Any of you neocons still out there support the war? I'd love to hear your analysis on that. What about badges for children at schools? Am I just flying off the handle here? Do we need just not to protect? I just want to know how I was able to get through 12 years of primary and secondary education and college for that matter without wearing a badge. I didn't get lost or anything or kidnapped. I think it's probably just as easy to kidnap a child who has a badge on as not having a badge on. So I really don't see the point except for control. Or are the teachers too lazy to try to memorize names? Is that it? I would love to hear justification rationale maybe from a school board member listening in. Yeah, that would be the day, huh? A school board member listening to this show. But I just don't really get it, except what is my obvious response. It is just one more way to control, one more way to turn people into objects, into numbers, to be controlled and not be allowed to live their own individual lives. And, I guess nobody cares. Nobody cares, Allison. They can have their kids tagged all they want. It doesn't matter.
You know, they say that you're not supposed to put the child's name on their backpack or coat because they're more susceptible to getting...
Oh, well, there...
So,
yeah. Well, I guess it just depends on the time or the year or the place, what you're supposed to do. But it's always for the children.
Right.
It's always for the children. Oh, okay, folks. Well, check out the website. Some great T-shirts and golf shirts and coffee mugs, Freedom Rings coffee mugs, and mouse pads. Check it out at freedomrings.net. Check out our archive shows. Maybe you don't want to check this one out, but last week was very good, actually. So, on to the quotation of the week. This from Benjamin Disraeli. No government can be long secure without a formidable opposition.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.